Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. The idea is that we have a daily rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community, so we're studying the same things, even if we're not like some other churches where people meet in person regularly. The idea is that we're learning together, even if we aren't in the same room together. To do that, we have a weekly rhythm that starts every Monday today with a new idea. Then every Tuesday, we study that idea in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Then Saturday is a day for rest. And Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. We've got a brand new Christian community, a brand new church that meets regularly in Ajax every 2 weeks at a school. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because we all meet together in one room with people of all different ages, learning to follow Jesus together. It's a really wonderful thing, and I hope if you haven't yet that you'll come out and experience what this church is all about. You can find more information at redeemerajax.ca. Now, I recently watched a video online, came up in my Facebook feed for some reason, describing York Region's water systems. Now, it was a paid ad. I don't really know why they bothered paying to show this to somebody who lives in a different area. But either way, it was an interesting look at how water gets to York Region for people to drink. Now, York Region is an area just north of Toronto, and it doesn't have near enough water for the hundreds of thousands of people who live there to drink. And so they've got a system of pumps and reservoirs, all kinds of systems to keep water flowing, 80% of it from Lake Ontario, flowing all the way up to York Region, and then flowing back as sewage. It's a pretty impressive feat. It takes all this technology and energy and money to get clean drinking water to thousands of people who would otherwise be living in an area with not near enough. Now, this is all worthwhile, of course, because people need water. We simply can't live without it. I don't know about you, I've heard all kinds of statistics thrown around about how long people can live without water or food. I looked it up. Unfortunately, Google wasn't much help. There are apparently a whole variety of opinions about this, about exactly how long somebody can live without water. But the bottom line, of course, was that at some point without water, we all die anyway. Whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time, we certainly can't last long without water. It's a necessity of life. It's critically important. And so on any trip, whether it's a camping trip or any other kind of a time where you might be away from water, it's important to make sure you have enough or you have a way to get more. I remember going on some hikes on the Bruce Trail where I knew leaving our camp that we'd have no access to clean running water anymore on our trip that day until we arrived at our next campsite. And so we had to make sure we brought enough water and some extra, just in case. And the rule was always at least 2 liters per person per day. So to live somewhere without a natural source of water, you need to either carry it with you or come up with ways to pump water through systems like York Region. Pumps, reservoirs, backup systems, because it is so important to us. Now, people didn't have to live in York Region. This was our choice. To make it livable up there for the number of people who live there. But imagine trying to live in a desert as a nomadic people who've just escaped slavery in another country. You can't go back to Egypt where there was water galore at the Nile River. Now you find yourself in a desert having just escaped slavery. You can't go back. There's an army waiting to kill you if you do. And everything ahead of you is desert with no source of water anywhere in sight for you, much less the thousands of people with you. Imagine the fear that would set into your heart. Imagine how difficult it would be to think straight, to be kind to others. Imagine how selfish you might become. Well, that's exactly what happened to God's people, Israel, when they escaped slavery in Egypt and found themselves wandering in a desert. Having been told they were being led to some wonderful promised land, but all they knew at the moment was they were thirsty. So here's a question for you to explore today. When have you been low on water or food,
How did you react? How did it impact your outlook on life?
So there's a question for you to think about a little bit, and even better, for you to share with some others. Our challenges are not meant to be done alone for long, but they're meant to be done with a group. So I hope you'll find some other people you can share our challenge videos with. You don't have to watch them together, but as long as you watch them on the same day, whenever you do meet up for lunch, for coffee, on the train, whenever you have a bit of time together, once a week, once a day, doesn't matter, discuss what you've been learning. And today, you can talk about when you've been hungry or thirsty. So, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.